You have to realize that they've made films that Roger likes and wants to show. All those folks have made more than one film that that Roger likes. So, and we're really pleased that they, like you say, that they want to come back.
Movies that may not get the attention that Roger thinks that they deserve, particularly I wanted to talk about Bernie, which I've seen, and I know got a lot of buzz in the indie film circle and a lot of praise for Jack Black's performance.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great credit to Jack Black that, that you know, he would make a small film like this, in addition, of course, to the studio films that that he makes. And I thought his performance was extraordinary. It was, you know, our usual idea of Jack Black as a larger-than-life character is just doesn't happen in this movie. It's a very controlled, very restrained performance. I think it's extraordinary.
For film geeks like myself, Haskell Wexler really stands out, but I wonder if there's a simple way to explain what this guy has meant to the world of cinematography.
Yeah, well, I mean, Haskell is, I mean, he's in his late 80s. When I first contacted him to see if he could come to the festival, he was shooting a commercial in South Dakota. So at his age, to be still be working is a wonderful thing. This would be his second visit to the festival as well. He was there about 10 years ago when we showed the film he directed, Medium Cool, which he filmed during the riot surrounding the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago. So he both shot and directed that. On Days of Heaven, he's uncredited, but he did shoot a significant portion of the film. It was one of his first films, and it is perhaps one of the most beautiful films ever shot.
One of the things that I look for when I look at the schedule is for a silent film, and you do have one, but like The Artist, it's a recent silent film. I'm not going to try to pronounce the name.
Blanca Nieves. It's Snow White, basically, in Spanish, and it is the story of a contemporary version of Snow White done as a silent film, and it's an extraordinary work. But, you know, for those Alloy Orchestra fans out there, they will be back. We just found this film so visually stunning that that we just had to show it. And when the director, Pablo Berger, agreed to come from Spain, you know, that just cemented it for us.
Talk about Escape from Tomorrow. I, you know, just having come across the description of this, the thing that stands out is guerrilla-style filmmaking from Disney World.
Well, yeah, it's not from Disney World, it's in Disney World.
Yeah.
Disney had nothing to do with this film. It's a fantasy drama that's shot in black and white, and it's set in a theme park very much like Disney World. The word Disney is not mentioned. The music in it that emanates from the rides sounds like Disney music, but is not. And as I say, it was shot without the permission of the Disney Corporation. It's inspired by the fantasy, horror, science fiction films of the 1950s. And it just deals with a man who has taken his family to an amusement park, and he learns some bad news over the telephone and how that has an impact on him while he's trying to enjoy the... People will either love or hate this film. There is no middle ground.
Well, what else would you like to add about maybe this the kind of things overall that Mr. Ebert wants to expose this year, or kind of the kind of styles of filmmaking or themes of some of the stories that we're going to learn?
You know, it's after we make the list that we sometimes go back and look at and try to come up with some kind of theme. And sometimes those pop right out at us. Other times it has to wait till after we've seen all the films at the festival. You know, I think we've moved beyond the first years of the festival, and we'd always start with a 70mm film, and we'd always end with a musical. We've gone through most of the good 70mm films. Days of Heaven was actually released in 70mm, but it was shot in 35mm. You know, we have a number of low-budget independent films. We have a classic Japanese film, and we have a couple films that came to us out of Sundance this year. Escape from Tomorrow is one of them. The Spectacular Now, directed by Jamie Ponsell, is the other. These are both brand new films that have yet to be released.
And you're stepping into a theater that's going to look in some ways new because of the massive renovations in the Virginia over the last several months.
Yeah, we posted a picture of on Facebook that was taken just yesterday or day before from the stage of the Virginia Theater, and it just looks extraordinary. The Champaign Park District took went to great effort to restore it to its original state, replacing plaster and doing all the artwork in the same style that it was done originally. I guess you can go to the Champaign Park District or the Virginia Theater's website, and you can follow the whole process of the restoration and what they discovered underneath, paint that had been there for 30, 40 years, just some extraordinary frescoes and works of art. So we're really excited to be in the theater this year. And we're also proud that I think, that the festival did contribute in several ways to the restoration of the theater and to its continued success.